This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To New South Wales, Jeremy Zakas. The Warragamba Dam at 96%. That translates into risk. Jeremy, a very good day to you in Australia. As of Saturday morning, your time, the Warragamba was 96% and the spillover was pushing water downstream where there was already an enormous amount of flooding. There were parts that were told to evacuate. Does that include your neighborhood of Sydney? Good day to you.
G'day, John. No, I can say I was lucky. I wasn't quite in the evacuation zone downstream here in Sydney, or southern Sydney, I should say, but it was very close, because the Warragamba, actually, where it stops and where it starts to basically send water into the Sydney area, is a floodplain. So you can imagine the Warragamba Dam is actually up in the Blue Mountains. So it's in the mountainous area just to the west of Sydney here, and that's where it traps the water. But when it spills over, what it does is it comes straight down onto a floodplain that then flows into Sydney, and especially southern Sydney here. So the evacuation areas were only a little bit away from me. And when I say a little bit away, it was only 3 or 4 miles away. And luckily enough, we didn't have any issues. But a spillover from the Warragamba is dangerous in every way, because the reality is the Warragamba Dam is a massive structure, and at 96%, it is reaching the limits of its maximum capacity. And when I say limits, it's actually also structural limits. So it's not just the physical water, which means that if there's any more water behind it, there's the potential it can start to fracture, which is partly why not only are they getting the spillover, but New South Wales and Sydney Water are actually having to release water downstream. But as you said, it does cause evacuations, which means not only do we have a dam that is pretty much on its limit, but we're having a flood risk as well here in the plains of Sydney, because Sydney is very much at sea level in reality, and the Warragamba is up in the mountains. So you can imagine gravity pushing water down towards us right now. While I'm lucky right now and not evacuating, we do have in the back of our minds that, you know what, if it does rain again, we could potentially have excess water coming our way too.
The rain all week, the estimates here, and I'm 48 hours behind you, was that it was bucketing, similar to what hit Queensland 2 years ago or a year ago, and what hit Victoria, I believe, recently. So you're getting the rain the same that Victoria was getting, or is Victoria already also getting hit?
No, in fact, this time we actually got the rain. Victoria, while they did get a little bit of rain towards the end of last week, it was nowhere near what we got. We've got in order of about 3 to 4 inches across 2 days, which doesn't sound like a lot, but because of the large Sydney catchment area, that translates to literally hundreds and millions of litres of water in one particular area. And the thing was that we had rain only in the preceding week as well, which means the ground was already completely sodden. It was completely saturated with water, which meant that this additional rain, even though it was really 3 or 4 litres across very small periods, it had nowhere to run. So you can imagine it's kind of like filling up a bathtub that's already full, putting more water in and basically having it all around the town. So that's kind of what we're experiencing here in Sydney. It's almost like Sydney's become one big floodplain.
The Hawkesbury-Nepean Valley, that's where the flooding was worse from the spillway. Is that you, the Hawkesbury-Nepean Valley?
Yes, very, very close. Now, I'll help you with the pronunciation. It's the Nepean River there. And then I have to, and it's one of those Aussie pronunciations that it's hard for anyone to say, but the Nepean actually is just a few miles from here. It's just to the west of me, and it runs basically from the Blue Mountains down. It's a natural river system that comes off the same reservoirs that the Warragamba Dam's being fed by. But the reality is, John, where the spillover goes is straight into the Hawkesbury and into the Nepean. And the Nepean is what actually feeds the floodplains around southern Sydney here. So you can see it's all interconnected, and basically any water that's coming out of the mountains now, of which there are literally gigalitres of still coming down from the mountains because of the rain, all goes into this system and has nowhere else to go.
A woman living in Bowral, B-O-W-R-A-L, sent in a snapshot of her video. And the water looks very high. It looks like, I guess that was a creek, but now it looks like the Mississippi. So there are residents who are being flooded out now. Looks like it's on both sides of her fence. And I don't see any roadway whatsoever. I don't know what they're driving. Now, when you flood, does your drain system work? Do you have sewage, water drains in the streets the way we do here in the US to get the water off the street?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, here in Southern Sydney, and truth be told, also in Sydney itself, the drains on the main streets are actually very large. They're probably, you can imagine, maybe about 6 to 7 foot wide in some spots, and they are made to take large amounts of water away. And in this case, and luckily in this area, they actually did the job very, very well. And they're still doing the job very well. But, I mean, it's the constant cascade of water going down the drains. However, around Bowral there, and certainly as we spoke about with the Nepean, the drains just couldn't cope with it, no matter how large the volume was. So that just, that's testament in itself that despite a very good drainage system that we have here in Sydney, it just hasn't been able to cope yet with this deluge.
All right, now it's fall. Is this normal? Is this not normal? What do the weather people say?
Well, the weather people are being conservative. They're saying, firstly, it is a strangely large wet weather system. So they are saying it's not normal, but they're also saying too, this is, you know, we're in a La Nina event. We've had some very strange El Nino events last year, and the weather systems aren't exactly what we are expecting. So if the, what the weather system and what the weather service is saying is expect the unexpected, and this is what the unexpected looks like. But it is unusual. This is not normal for fall. In fact, normally in Sydney, you do get a bit of rain, but it's light rain over many days, and it tends not to come down in what you'd sort of consider as monsoonal kind of rainfall, which is something that we do get in Sydney leading up to summer, but not typically in fall. So this is very odd. It's not what we'd expect. And I think in some ways it's we had in the back of our minds we could get this, but the fact that we've now had it, and the fact is, John, that we are expecting more of it, and that's what our Bureau of Meteorology is saying, is that this could be the new normal over this winter. It's going to be very wet. So this is really a taster, and it's given us something to brace for.
Did this come down from the north? Did it come from the west? Where did the weather come? The Indian Ocean or the Pacific?
Well, actually, great question. And it was actually, well, it was the Pacific, so it was neither. It actually came in from the east. And what happened was, as we watched the weather pattern on Friday, it sort of, it looked like it was transiting from the north coming down directly towards us. But then it actually started out to sea and came in from very much the northeast, I guess you could say, from the coast into the inland areas. So where we're normally accustomed to seeing the rain come across from the mountain, so the other side, the west, this time it actually came from the opposite direction. And that was more so an artifact from the cyclones and the heavy rain systems we've had up north, which pushed a lot of that moisture out into the Pacific Ocean. And that kind of did a hook down the eastern seaboard and pushed it across Sydney from the east. So it was in itself a very unusual weather system, which created some spectacular sunset too, because of course the clouds were all in the opposite direction to what we'd normally see, but unfortunately created a lot more moisture, I think, in the system.
I'm looking at a warning that you get digitally. Parts of Cumberland Reach evacuate now. But what's interesting to me is that this tag is made to be flexible. I could see that it would, instead of saying flooding, it would say wildfire. And there would be a picture of fires. And it's the New South Wales State Emergency Service, SES. So where do you get that emergency? Is it on your cell phone? Is that where it comes in?
That's exactly right. In fact, what we do is through either the state emergency services, or we have another app called Fires Near Me, which is actually underwritten by the New South Wales government. You can subscribe to it. And what happens is when there is either a flood or a fire or an emergency situation in your area, you'll get a text message, and that will tell you that there's either a fire has happened or there's a flood warning now in effect. Same with our Bureau of Meteorology as well. We have a system now whereby if there is actually a flood warning for your particular region, we'll all get text messages. And throughout the weekend, you can imagine we were getting inundated with text messages about the Sydney flood warning. So we're very well catered for in that respect. It does rely on you to actually subscribe, though, so it's not an automatic warning system. But having said that, and we have spoken about it before, the New South Wales government, especially here in Sydney, does have the ability to ping every cell tower and actually put out emergency broadcast messages to every single phone on that tower. So we do have that final backstop if things go catastrophic. But as you described there, those warnings are things that we actually get on our cell phone. And in reality, too, our local news has been fantastic insofar as the news has been covering it and basically putting it at the top of the bulletin. So we've been inundated with the information, which is good because, as we spoke about, there were people evacuating. There is still a real flood problem here in Sydney, and we need the information. So we're very lucky in that respect.
You will all remember that with flooding comes snakes escaping the floodwaters. So when we come back, unusual snakes. Jeremy Zakas, New South Wales, the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.